give you honor. We give you praise, oh God. We thank you this morning for your word, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you let your word be real, oh God. Let your word be powerful, oh God. Let your word cut like a two-edged sword, God. But let your word build up, oh God. Let your word, oh God, comfort, oh God. Let your word counsel, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you glory and honor and praise. And we relinquish our own self, oh God, to your will, oh God, to your counseling and to your teaching. In Jesus' name we pray. People of God, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Bring my iPad, sweetheart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And some water, if you will. Amen. Amen. I have nothing but the love and will of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. I got y'all. That's right. That's right. I thank God for y'all, too. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We're going to read our scriptures in your hearing, and we're going to 1 Samuel. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to 1 Samuel. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The 29th chapter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We're going to be reading in your hearing the 1st through the 11th verses. Amen. The word of God says, the Philistines brought all their military units together at Aphek, while Israel, thank you, Lord, was camped. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. By the spring in Jezreel. As the Philistines' leaders were passing in review with their units of hundreds and thousands, David and his men were passing in review behind them with Achish. Then the Philistine commanders asked, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" Achish answered the Philistine commanders, "That is David, servant of King Saul of Israel. He has been with me a considerable period of time. From the day he defected until today, I've found no fault with him." The Philistine commanders, however, were enraged with Achish and told him, "Send that man back and let him return to the place you assigned him. He must not go down with us into battle, only to become our adversary during the battle. What better way could he regain his master's favor than with the heads of our men? Isn't this the David they sing about during their dances? Saul has killed his thousands, but David his tens of thousands." So Achish summoned David and told him, "As the Lord lives, you are an honorable man. I think it is good to have you working with me in the camp, because I have found no fault in you from the day you came to me until today. But the leaders don't think you are reliable. Now go back quietly, and you won't be doing anything the Philistine leaders think is wrong." The 8th verse says, "But what have I done?" David replied to Achish. "From the first day I was with you until today, what have you found against your servant to keep me from going along to fight against the enemies of my lord the king?" The 9th verse, Achish answered David, "I'm convinced that you are as reliable as the angel of God. But the Philistine commanders have said he must not go into battle with us. So get up early in the morning, you and your master's servants who came with you. When you've all gotten up early, go as soon as it's light." And that 11th and final verse of the 29th chapter says, "So David and his men got up early in the morning to return to the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went up to Jezreel." The word of God for the people of God. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's get a little background on where we are in David's life at this time. And evidently we see that David wants to prepare for battle yet again. Amen. At this point in David's life, he has been hunted by Saul. He has been proclaimed by Samuel the prophet as the next king of Israel. Amen. And remember, David, thank you, Holy Spirit, was best friends with the son of Saul, who was the current king. Amen. Saul was actually the first king of Israel, amen, appointed. And when Saul's time ran out, God sent Samuel the prophet to let him know, you will no longer be king, amen. And by now he's gone through some withdrawals and some denials, I'm talking about, thank you, God, Saul, amen. He's going through some denials, and just like us, when God tells us some things, we want to do it the way we want to do it, amen? When God tells us, leave that alone, we want to bother it, amen? When God tells us, enough is enough, we want to keep on going, amen? And so Saul hunted David, amen, to kill him, amen? During his hunting, you see, God provided, I'm going to say, David with two opportunities on two different occasions while Saul was hunting him with his armies to kill him. God allowed David two opportunities that he could have killed Saul, amen? Though he knew he was running for his life from Saul, David remembered the voice of God, and he decided, I'm going to follow God anyway, amen? That's our text this morning. Follow God anyway. Wherever you find yourself, where God has led you, or where you have gone on your own, amen? Follow God anyway. When you find yourself following God, and it seems like God is turning that thing for you, and you have, like David, have that opportunity to take out your enemy, follow God anyway. You see, David understood this thing, that God had already said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. He understood that Saul was anointed of God, amen? Though God told Saul, your time is up now, amen? When God appointed Saul, he appointed Saul. But when God decided Saul had to come down and David was going up, David still had to remember that though Saul had preceded him, and he knew that Samuel had prophesied that he would be the next king of Israel, he couldn't take that thing into his own hands. Sometimes we get in a hurry to make God's things happen that God has already prepared for us, amen? Sometimes we decide we want to move it a little fast, amen? Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. So David had had two separate opportunities to take Saul out. And in the 24th chapter, thank you, God, of 1 Samuel, it reminds us that David and his men were hiding in a cave, amen, and Saul had walked away from his guardsmen. Can you imagine this king with hundreds of guards around him, amen? And he had walked away from his guardsmen and went into a cave to relieve himself. He went into a cave because that was where he was going for the restroom, as we say, amen? And when he went in to relieve himself, he didn't realize that David and his men were hiding at the back of the cave, amen? But were they hiding and laying in wait for Saul? No, they were hiding to stay away from who? Saul. So when Saul came in, his guardsmen didn't come in with him. It was just Saul, and when he realized he was face to face with David and his army, amen? David could have taken his life right then. As a matter of fact, one of his people said, "Why don't you go ahead and take him now? There's nothing to stop you now. He's been coming after you. Why don't you get him now?" Amen? Come on, Jesus. But David remembered he had to follow God anyway. See, we have to make sure we understand full circle who God is and what God expects of us. Amen? Because David could have very well said, "Well, God already said I'm going to be the next king. I might as well go ahead and kill Saul because he's not going to remain king." But he followed God anyway. Amen? And then when we go into the 26th verse of the 26th chapter, amen, of Samuel, David again, while Saul and his men slept, amen, was able to sneak into their camp and go undetected. And he came as close to Saul as to standing over him, watching him sleep. And he and the man that had gone with him stood over Saul so close they could pick up anything right around him. And again, he was encouraged, "Let me go ahead and take this sword and pin him to the ground before he can even get up." But David followed God anyway. Twice he could have taken Saul's life, but he would have been doing it on his own and not under the direction of God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? So I just want to give you a little background on David. There's a lot to know. That's just a tad, a smidgen. This man called David was great in the eyes of God. God himself said that David is a man after my own heart. Amen. And in order to have a heart of God, we've got to follow God. Amen. And in order for God to say, "You're a man or a woman after my own heart," you got to follow God anyway. Amen. You got to focus on when it seems like you should go ahead and just do it. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord. Amen. And be of good courage. Thank you, God. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord. So during these events right here, come on, Jesus. David was rejected by the Philistines. So I'm bringing, let's come on up to date, amen, to that 29th chapter of Samuel, amen. And David, at this time, after that second time that he spared Saul's life, he went on, amen? And Saul, some he was advised, if you leave this area, Saul will no longer seek to kill you. And he did. And he found himself in the camp of the Philistines, amen? So that means that he had defected from Saul and the Israelites. That means he and his 600 men decided to follow the Philistines, amen, and there was one name, Achish, amen, and David was loyal to him. That's one thing that I can say is probably why God said that David is a man after his own heart, because God is a God of loyalty. David is loyal. Wherever he is at the time he's there, he's loyal, amen. He stays steadfast, amen, but thank you, God, because of the commanders over the one who he had connected with and was serving with, they didn't trust David. David was known, they said Saul, the king of Israel, was known for killing thousands. But David was known for killing 10,000s. We have to think in war, amen? When we talk about this one man killed 10,000, he and his armies, God allowed them to slaughter enemies, amen? Amen? Wars did not just start, amen? Battles did not just start in these days. The battle has been going full and strong, and the battle is going to continue, amen? But even in the midst of the battle, you got to follow God, what? Anyway, even in the midst of this thing, David was rejected by the Philistines. So now he's left his home with Saul. He's left his roots. He's left where he was bred, amen, and where he was groomed, amen. And he's gone to the Philistines on the other side. But now the leaders of the Philistines are realizing he's here, and they're saying, why do you have him in our camp? We already heard how he can slaughter, and we already heard how he, watch this, he slaughtered tens of thousands for Saul. See, when David was in battle fighting the enemy, he was under Saul's reign, amen? So he was actually slaughtering and killing and in battle because of Saul, so that Saul could remain king of Israel, amen? Do y'all know what the battles were about? The battles were about the throne. The battles were about allegiance. The battles were about who will control this territory. Lord, increase our territory. So when David was slaughtering the tens of thousands, see, the people sang songs back then to worship and to praise and to lift up even their leaders under God, amen? So they sang songs of Saul and gave him his prompts, as we might say, of how under his rule we have conquered and he has killed thousands. But then this man, David, comes along and the song changes. And though David is fighting for Saul, the song begins to take the focus off of Saul and on to David. So I wonder if y'all can imagine whatever. Saul then begins to allow that thing called flesh. You see, he was being guided by the Spirit of God, but now he's allowing his own pride. What do they mean, singing, he's killing 10,000 and I'm only killing? What do you think? Envy and jealousy, see? Begin to creep in and to creep up. And when we begin to step away from what God expects of us and we begin to think on our own, we begin to allow the things that I'm on. Because let me tell you, I keep telling you that the mind is the battlefield of spiritual warfare. So you know that when Saul heard those songs, stuff started creeping in his mind, amen? Oh, they ain't singing. They're not singing about me anymore. They're singing about David. I thought David was true. Amen. He's like a son to me. He's best friends with my son. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine the king, now one of his servants, one lower than him? This, listen, we say all praises to the Most High God. In those days, the kings expected them to get on their knees and bow, to bow when he passed by, to throw alms, amen, to sing praises, amen. But the songs begin to sing about David before David was even king in their eyes. So now David is between a rock and a what? Hard place. Because here he is running from Saul. I finally got away from him. I'm sick of him trying to kill me, and I find refuge. I find some peace over here with the Philistines, amen? And I'm going to serve Achish, amen, because I'm going to cause him to understand that I am who I am because of God, but I am faithful. I am loyal to where God has me, amen? But then when the leaders of the Philistines recognized who David was, they recognized the power of God on David. They recognized the anointing on David's life. They understood this is David whom God has used to take down territory after territory, kingdom after kingdom, amen, to slaughter him and his 600, able to slaughter 6,000, amen. They begin to say, what if when we go out in battle, David turns on us? See, they on their way into battle right now. David is supposed to be going to help them in this battle. But they don't trust God like David trusts God. So they don't trust David, amen? And they got angry with their own Achish. Why did you even bring him in here? We tell you what, he's got to go. Send him right back to where you assigned him to be. Send him back. He can go back. He went back to the land of the Philistines and Jezreel, and he needs to go there and stay. He doesn't need to follow us in the battle, because if we get out there and we're in the middle of the fight and David turns on us, then we've lost the battle. Amen? Amen. So David decided to follow God anyway, and he returned. Amen? Thank you, God. Him and his men got up early in the morning to return to the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went to Jezreel. They went somewhere else, amen? Let's correct that. They went somewhere else. They went somewhere else. They left Jezreel, and David, thank you, God. The Philistines, excuse me, went to Jezreel. David went back to the land of the what? Of the Philistines, amen? And Achish answered David, I'm convinced. Achish believed David. He believed in him. However, when you have someone over you, you have to listen to what? Authority. The Word of God tells us that we must humble ourselves to those in authority over us. Amen? So even when it looks like you're not doing what you think you should be doing, you have to listen and follow what? Authority. Now, don't do anything wrong, because if authority is telling you to do something you know is out of the will of God, first of all, out of the will of God's law, then out of the will of man's law, you know that's not right. Amen? Let's clarify that, enemy. Amen? But even when we're on these jobs and we want to be elevated, we want promotions, when we're in our classes and we want to do well, and we want the teachers to notice our responses, and we want to make sure we're getting the score we want, and we want to make sure that the next supervisor job that comes up, we desire to have it. Guess what? In order to lead, you got to first follow. And I tell you, and all you're getting, get understanding, follow God, what? Anyway. God told me to teach this morning. This is just a touch of who David is. Follow God anyway, y'all. Follow God when you think you can do it better. Follow God when man tries to show you that he can do it better. Now, because David listened, David eventually sat on that throne as king of Israel. But what ties us so much to David is that Christ followed eventually in that lineage, amen? So David was setting the precedence for obedience being better than sacrifice. David could have not listened when Achish directed him back to the land of the Philistines. And he could have gone out there and messed up that whole battle from what God had deemed it would be. David could have got caught up by Saul, or caught up, because if he went on out there, the Philistines were going to look around and say, didn't we tell him not to come out here? So I can imagine their first thought was going to be, this is a setup. David is here. Israel is coming. Who's the first person y'all think they were going to try to take out? David. And let me tell you that though God had covered David and kept David, as soon as David would have stepped out of the will of God, David would have exposed himself to be taken out. You see, God says in Jeremiah 29:11, and past almost done, y'all already know what it says. I know the plans I have for you. Not plans to harm you, but plans of hope and a future. David was living that thing and didn't even realize it. I know the plans I have for you. I said, I told them to tell you to go back. See, we got to understand that even when those leaders of the Philistines rejected David, it was because God said, reject David. See, we got to understand, even when we apply for certain jobs or we want certain opportunities and they don't come, we got to understand that God said, you're not going to have it. He says, I know the plans I have for you. That doesn't mean stop living. That means you got to still live and strive. David kept going. David kept trying to find his place, but God already had his what place. We still got to keep searching for where God desires us. He will show us and he will place us when he's ready to place us. Amen? We can run, but we can't hide. Amen? We need to understand when we really look back through our lives and see where we were and look at where we are now, we need to understand that that trail, that journey, whatever that path was that we took, had some little places that were offline. Sometimes we had to yield. Sometimes we had to stop. Sometimes we had to go around some things. We had to make some detours. But in the end, God still got us to this place right here. Wherever we started, we started. Your beginning is your beginning. You can't change that. Our beginning is our beginning. But do we know that our end is our end? Do we understand that we can very well, when we come in this world, God knows the plan. He said, I know the plan I have for you. I don't know the plan you got for yourself. Our beginning, again, is our beginning. When we start, we all have the same, as nobody is ahead of anybody else. Put us all at the start line. Yes, some of us are older. We've been in the world longer. But every one of us start at the same place. When we peek out of our mother's womb into this world, everybody has the same start. Nobody gets a head start. Even in children who are born prematurely, they don't get a head start. Their beginning begins when they're born. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether the doctor said you were coming in September and you came in August or you came in July. That doesn't matter. Your beginning is your what? Beginning. So you got to go from where God tells you to start, and you got to keep moving. Amen? There may be some obstacles you got to go around, some things you got to go over, some things you can get under. There may even be some things you got to go through. But follow God what? Anyway. Hold fast to his what? Unchanging hand. David trusted God. Things were looking crazy in his life a lot of times. But he said, I'm following God. What? Anyway, David did some stuff God was not pleased with. But David said, I'm going to follow God anyway. David fell off. David messed up. But David didn't stay down. David got back on the horse and kept riding. David kept moving. Amen? I'm going to follow God. What? Anyway, David allowed his spirit, his mind, that battlefield, to get caught up in his flesh. Amen? Wanting somebody else's wife. But David, even in the midst of that, and God having to take his child, David said, I'm going to follow God anyway. He fell off. He got back on. He went this way. He turned back around. He kept heading towards the hills from whence cometh his help. So whatever we're facing, whoever we're facing, whatever we desire, whatever we want God to take out of us, and whatever we want God to put in us, all we have to do is follow God anyway. I don't care if you're feeling bad, if you hurt, if you're in pain, if things just don't look right, follow God what? Anyway. I don't care if the world offers you the world, follow God anyway. We're not taking anything from the world, no fast tickets in that, because God says, I know the plans I have for you. David didn't take the fast route twice. And let me tell you, I just can imagine that both of those times that he was given the opportunity, I just know, because God knows all, that God already knew he was going to give David those opportunities. That's why I say God afforded. Let me see what you're going to do with them.
Let me see if you're going to follow me anyway. Even if I allow you to go a route you know you're not supposed to go, let me see. God tests us. No longer do we need to say, oh, the devil, because God is with you the entire time. Let me see if you're going to do it. Are you going to follow me? Amen? Come on, stand to your feet. Amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Follow God what? Anyway. Anyway. Y'all know my line. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like, God is in control. So this morning I say no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like, follow God anyway. Amen? Come on, give him a praise in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for ministering to us this morning, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Bless these, your people who have come, O God. Pour into their lives, O God. Strength, hope, love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness. Pour into them, God. Pour into their households, God. Pour into their homes, O God. Your faithfulness, Father. And help them, O God, each day, no matter what they're facing, to follow you anyway, God. And to know that you won't leave us, nor will you forsake us. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you prepare your offerings at this time. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.